You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I am your host, Adam Balio. Americans spend over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine each year. As healthcare professionals, we need to know the facts. Let's find evidence-based medicine together. This podcast is not designed to be used for medical or legal advice. Thank you. Welcome to this week's episode of the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. In episode 2, I discussed the benefits of acupuncture. Many studies have demonstrated its effects on pain. In more recent years, therapists have added mild currents of electricity to acupuncture to enhance the healing effects. Even though acupuncture has a lot of clinical evidence by itself, some patients and therapists are still hesitant to use this therapy. Because the acupuncture needles penetrate the skin, there are some complications with blood exposure, sanitation, and potentially breaking needle tips in the skin. For these people, a new form of acupuncture was created. Dr. Clyde Shaley, an American neurosurgeon, was credited with inventing a machine in 1974 that could extend the electrical stimulation of acupoints without needles. This machine is called a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, or TENS, machine. With a TENS machine, electrodes are taped to the outside of the skin on specific acupuncture points, and a mild current is sent through the skin. It is often too mild to actually sense, but some people report a mild buzzing feeling. Electroacupuncture has been used for pain management, anesthesia, nausea due to chemotherapy, neurological disorders, acne, blood pressure, and heart disease. As a word of caution, this therapy should not be used by anyone with a history of seizures or epilepsy, heart failure or stroke, or people with pacemakers. In practicing this therapy, it is important not to have leads on the head, neck, or at the heart, and currents should not cross the midline. Because the body uses small charges in electromagnetic fields to conduct muscular and neural actions, using electricity, even at low frequencies, can be disruptive. Thus, we practice extra caution around the brain and heart. An interesting study was performed, including 50 pneumonia patients in Iran who were on a ventilator as part of their treatment. Of note, we find exclusion criteria of heart conditions or previous seizures. They must have been ventilated during the duration of the study and be opioid naive. Pain was measured by observation of the patient in four areas: facial expression, body movement, muscle tension, and compliance with the ventilator. Amount of fentanyl and midazolam usage were also measured for pain and sedation requirements. The study was a placebo-controlled double-blind study using TENS machines attached to two specific acupuncture points. The placebo had dead batteries, so the administrator was unable to detect whether they were administering actual electroacupuncture or a sham. As long as the strength of the electricity was below the threshold of recognition, the patient would be blinded too. It seems like the target patient is conveniently unable to convey whether they could detect therapy because they were intubated. I feel like that may have implications on the validity of the trial, but I am undecided as to which way it affects the results. Study results indicate that pain remained consistent in the placebo arm, whereas the experimental arm decreased linearly over time. Statistical significance was reached between the two groups by hour 22 of the study. This study suggests that electroacupuncture at these specific points called hegu, which is the fleshy part of the hand next to your thumb, and zusandli, four fingers below from the knee on the outside of the leg, can be effective at reducing pain and pain medication requirements. The study limits this to having continual treatment over 24 hours. However, it does show statistical significance for this modality. This modality can often be performed by acupuncturist or an electroacupuncture specialist. One session typically costs about $70 to $120, with first sessions frequently costing more than follow-ups. For people dealing with pain, this may be an acceptable form of pain management to augment medication usage. Like acupuncture, this kind of therapy may be highly dependent on the quality of the therapist. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you get as much value out of this podcast as I do. If you do, and you think a friend would too, why not invite them to listen? If you would like to reach me for comments, concerns, questions, or suggestions, please reach out to me at integratedpharmacist@gmail.com. Thanks again. I'll see you next week on the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. If you like what you heard, please give us a good rating, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.